Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
I'm Big Chuck. What do you got on your mind today there, Leslie?
Well, my puppy is no longer a puppy.
Uh-oh. It did stay a puppy forever?
No, she has hit puberty, Chuck.
What do you got now? I haven't seen your dog since it was a puppy. It's not going to be a big dog anyway, right?
No, she's medium sized. She's about 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And she's turned into a woman. Do you say woman? No.
She's turned into, well, you can't say some
other
things.
She's turned into an adult.
What happened?
Well, she's in heat for the first time ever. And I'll tell you what, before this whole thing happened.
Well, it has been hot out.
I know. Well, yeah, this is a whole different kind of heat.
Okay.
So I was so nervous about this because never having owned a dog before, my imagination ran wild. I'm like, I need to know what I'm in for.
Yeah.
I have no idea. What am I supposed to do? So I went on the internet, and you know how it is. When you research on the internet, you get everything from A to Z.
Yes, you do. You got to be careful.
You do have to be careful. So,
because if you put a female in heat, you know.
Yeah, who knows what's coming.
Wow. What'd you find out? So, how you doing with
it? Well, let's just say that after doing the quote-unquote research and reading what I thought were valid sources of information. Do you ever really know? I really still didn't know because, of course, each dog is different.
Yes.
But I definitely expected the worst because it says, well, you know, there's bleeding and the dog can act differently and it can last anywhere to 2 to 4 weeks. I'm thinking
the
2 to 4 weeks.
Diet changes and the bathroom habits change.
My dog's going to be climbing the walls looking to get knocked up for that long, seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the worst. So guess what?
What?
Not that it's over yet.
Yeah.
But I must say, we're on probably the tail end of it, I'm guessing. It's been a non-event. A total non-event.
So you got all worked up for nothing.
I know. I totally did.
Searching the internet
and
late at night, Mark surveying the dog's habits and writing down a journal, and nothing happened.
No, her behavior really hasn't changed.
How has the whole dog ownership gone? Since our listeners will remember when we talked and you first got a dog and you didn't have dogs and the kids wanted dogs and you finally had resisted it all those years and finally got one. And it was like you didn't know how it was going to go. How do you feel about your dog?
Well, that's a very good question. At this point in time, I will say, I spent way more money than I ever thought that I would. It's amazing how much money you can spend when you own a pet. So you really don't know what you're in for when you sign up for
true.
That. But it's okay. You know, we could still pay our bills. But B, she makes me laugh more than anybody else in my family.
You love the dog.
I love this dog.
I told you you would.
She's so cute and she's so much fun. She's usually not annoying. You know, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
She's pretty good, I have to say.
It sounds like you just described Mark.
Yeah, he'd be excited about that.
Wow. Well, so you've grown into it. That's great.
I have grown into
it. They have a way. Dogs have a way of doing it. As you know, the dog, you remember when I got Stella for Trish.
Stella!
9 years ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the dog is totally a part of the family. I love our dog. And you know what we just did with our dog? For the first time ever, Trish and I do a lot of traveling on weekends for various reasons, usually for writing and research and
stuff
like that.
Right, what are you doing with your
dog? Well, we usually have someone come over or we put her up in the kennel, which she loves. That, to her, is a vacation.
Huh.
But this time, we decided to take the dog with us to Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
And?
I said, we're going to do it. It's going to be nice weather. The dog, luckily, loves to ride. Put her bed in the back of the car, and it's just like, wherever you want to go, let's go, Dad. And I was very surprised that I found online a number of hotels that were pet-friendly.
Right.
They charged the usual rate, and then I think it was a $20 deposit to make sure the room was okay. And so we took the dog with us on an overnight, on a weekend. We've never done that before. She was great, you know.
She didn't have any trouble sleeping in a different place or anything like that?
No. I will say that it got a little problematic late at night because we're in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
And to her, the door is closed, and people walking in the hallway are coming in that door. So she does her bark, bark, bark,
oh,
bark,
yeah,
bark.
Right.
And we're like, please, please, we'll give you extra treats tomorrow. Will you
just
shut up? And, but she felt like it was her duty to warn us
right.
that there were people on the other side of the dog. So we didn't get a lot of sleep.
Right.
And we had the TV on all night to distract her.
Oh,
other
I see.
Other than that, it was perfect. I came home exhausted.
Well, and we're taking our dog on our family vacation, too, because I didn't want to put her in the kennel only because she's so young yet.
Yeah.
She'd probably freak out.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
I'm anticipating that sort of thing.
What's that?
You have not done the hotel. You've done overnight
this
with
friends. This is actually a house rental, so
yeah, house
I'm
rent.
Not too worried about
yeah.
you know people
yeah.
walking outside
yeah.
the door.
And I spoke to the lady at the front desk, and she said that the Hotel Association on Cape Cod or whatever they call it got together and realized people are traveling with their pets now.
Yes, they are.
And, so they said it's a business decision.
Yeah.
You know, and I was flabbergasted. There were
right.
I stopped. The first one I called was perfect in Mashpee, Massachusetts. It was great. What area to walk the dog? Very comfortable. And I think it was $20 deposit to make sure the room was okay. And
see,
off
that's
we
not
went.
Bad at all.
No, and we also noticed as we walked around, there's cafes outside and dogs sitting under tables and. You know, they still don't let a dog on the beach, which I'm all for. I don't want dogs on the beach.
Right.
That's just going to end up being a mess.
Right.
And we love the beach, and that was a bit of a bummer not to be able to take your dog on the beach, but I understand it.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah.
I don't want a dog. I don't want to walk through dog stuff on a beach. But traveling with a pet, we stop along the way at the little pull-offs and walk Stella and let her go to the bathroom and get her some water and a treat and walk her. You know, then the next rest stop, I stop and go to the bathroom,
right.
walk a little bit, get
like
by
kids.
A treat. Yeah, Trish has her hands full between me and the dog. But, I'm glad that you're growing into the dog and that the dog has captured your heart.
Oh, she sure
has. I know she has. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.